Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group Results Conference Call. If you have not yet received a copy of the financial results, please find them on the company's website at www.delek-group.com. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Dalia Black, VP Investor Relations. Ms. Black, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. I'd like to welcome all of you to Delek Group's conference call to review our full year 2013 results. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Assi Barkfeld, the CEO, Mr. Barak Mashraqi, CFO, and Mrs. Lior Prat-Lavin, Delek Group's General Counsel, who are also here with us today on the call. Following a short summary of our results, management will all be available to answer any of your questions. An English translation of our results will be available later today on our website. We will now give just a brief summary. Delek Group saw almost a 60% jump in net income to 740 billion shekel, compared with net income of 464 million shekel last year. We saw a strong improvement in the net income contribution from nearly all of our sectors, and in particular from the insurance sectors, as well as from natural gas sales from Tamar, which began production at the end of March 2013. Our board of directors approved dividend distribution to shareholders of 160 million shekels for the quarter, bringing the total distribution 2013 to 540 million shekels. If we look at each sector briefly, in the upstream business, there was a lot of excitement this last year over the initiation of production at Tamar, the sole local supplier of natural gas in Israel. Tamar, together with Yam Tethys, produced 6.4 BCM in 2013. In addition, Tamar sold 246,000 barrels of condensate in 2013. The net income contribution from the sector was 70 million shekel in 2013, compared to 22 million shekel for the same period last year. More recently, in February of this year, Tamar signed its first supply agreement outside of Israel with two Jordanian companies to supply up to 1.8 BCM starting in 2016. With regards to Leviathan, our 19 TCF natural gas reservoir, in January of this year, the partners signed its first supply agreement with the Palestine Power Generation Company for the supply of up to 4.75 BCM of natural gas for 20 years. Over the last week, we have actually had two significant regulatory decisions taken. First, the licenses in which the Leviathan discovery is positioned were declared a lease. In addition, the Leviathan partners came to an agreement with the Antitrust Commissioner that is designed to increase competition in the local natural gas supply market. The Leviathan partners are to sell their holdings in two licenses in which the Karish and Tanin natural gas reservoirs are located. Just a word on the Woodside transaction that was due to be signed last Thursday. As we announced, it was not possible to execute a binding agreement on that day since the required approvals and clarifications by the tax authorities were not provided to Woodside's satisfaction. Now a word on our downstream business. We saw a significant improvement in the results of Delek Israel, our local gas station company, with net income rising to 36 million shekel in 2013, compared with 18 million shekel in the same period last year. In Europe, however, we saw net income decline to 14 million shekels compared with 57 million shekels in the same period last year. This decline was due to a decrease in the number of liters sold and due to inventory losses compared with inventory gains in the same period last year. In our downstream business in the U.S., we have actually sold 42% since mid-2012 in our holdings in our U.S. subsidiary, Delek US, which has resulted in total proceeds of almost 3 billion shekel to the group. These divestitures are part of our strategy to increase our focus on our core E&P business, as well as strengthening our balance sheet. Net income at Delek US was 454 million shekel compared to 1.05 billion shekel in 2012. The lower level of profit was primarily due to a decrease in the 5-3-2 crack spread compared with the same period last year. In our U.K. motorway business, Roadchef, net loss for Roadchef was reduced to 2 million shekel in 2013, compared with a net loss of 16 million shekel last year. This improvement was primarily driven by a development plan to renovate the motorway stations and establish a chain of fast food McDonald's sites, which we believe will enable the business to keep growing in the future. And now to our insurance and financial services business. Phoenix, our Israel-based insurance business, reported record results with net income reaching 739 million shekel for 2013, compared with just 250 million shekel in the same period last year. This improvement was due primarily to the positive equity market. And in the US, our US-based insurer, Republic, also had a good year and reported a net income of $19 million compared with $9 million in 2012. This improvement was due to lower losses from damage caused by weather-related events in 2013 compared with last year. So to summarize, 2013 was a milestone year for the group. We began supplying natural gas from the Tamar Reservoir on budget and on time. Already within its first year of production, Tamar has reached maximum production capacity. During 2013, we always also realized 2.1 billion shekel of value from our non-core assets, enabling us to reduce our debt levels by 1.6 billion shekel compared to last year. We continue to invest in our strategy to become increasingly focused on our core competency of gas exploration, development, and production. 2013 was very much a year in which we took significant steps in realizing this vision, and we will continue to work hard in 2014 to further it. Our long-term growth in revenue and profit, as well as improving balance sheet, is evidence of our growth, financial strength, and the quality of the assets in the Delek Group portfolio. As we end 2013, we have achieved many of our long-term goals, but we still have much work ahead of us, and we look forward to the challenges and rewards ahead in 2014. With that, if there are any questions, management will be happy to take them now. Operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. There are no questions at this time. Before I hand the call over to Mr. Bartfield for his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Delek Group's website, www.delek-group.com. Mr. Bartfield, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, I would like to thank all of you that joined our conference call. If you have any questions, please ask, and I hope we can support you come back with answers. Thank you. Thank you again, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This concludes Delek Group's fourth quarter 2013 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.